Well, it might seem that we only just recently recovered from our own bushfire crisis, but now our firefighters are being sent to California to assist them with theirs. Studies have found that firefighters experience profound effects on their mental health, amounting to PTSD. As climate change makes fires worse and more frequent, is our fire service equipped to deal with so many disasters so close together? Pat Fordham has the story.
Australia's recent bushfires have been some of the worst in Australia's history, with the fires burning over multiple states and thousands of homes being lost. The firefighters involved are now being asked to help fight California's rampant bushfires, where at least six people have died and over 43 firefighters and civilians have been injured. But what about the mental health costs? Are our firefighters back home equipped for dealing with such intense fires back to back? Our firefighters have never experienced such intense times in the line of duty.
I think the turnaround time is a little bit concerning, purely because, you know, at the start of this year, we were dealing with unprecedented bushfires here in Australia, and many of our firefighters, both career and volunteer, were putting in huge hours, really long weeks, and were absolutely exhausted towards the end of our bushfire season.
An array of mental health issues have been seen to arise from the exhaustion experienced, such as post-traumatic stress and depression, with many having lost their homes and loved ones in the blazes. Chairman of Lifeline, John Brogdon, made comments earlier this year surrounding the impact of the 2020 bushfires on the firefighters' mental health.
Some people are experiencing trauma now, but for many, they won't be experiencing trauma for 6 weeks, 6 months, 2 years. They'll wake up one day and realise that they're not going as well as they thought.
These mental health issues have been found to be heavily present after the 2020 Australian bushfires, with the Australian Fire Services not doing enough to help them through the tough time. This has left many wondering if the government or fire authorities will assist Australian fire personnel moving into the Californian bushfire crisis and into the Australian summer.
Unfortunately, we also know that not all of the services have probably stepped up to the mark in the way that we would have expected in terms of supporting their mental health and well-being after those fires. So we've heard from quite a few firefighters, and I've spoken from a number, particularly in New South Wales, who were very disappointed that after all of the turmoil and all of the trauma that all they've received in terms of contact from the fire service was a bulk email saying, if you're struggling, here's the number for the EAP, which is the Employee Assistance Program. And that's just not good enough when you consider that these people are putting their lives on the line.
Unfortunately, we could be seeing an increase in these mental health issues, with an increase in bushfires becoming more of the norm in years to come. This large increase in climate change effects could be seen to heavily affect the number of bushfires occurring in Australia and globally, impacting on firefighters' physical and mental health. UNSW Professor in Climate Change, Dr. Sarah Perkins Kirkpatrick, explains more on the issue.
Certainly, there is certainly evidence that the waiting time is decreasing between these really extreme catastrophic bushfires. So these are the events that we saw last summer throughout the eastern seaboard of Australia, and what we saw during Black Saturday in Victoria in 2009. We're seeing those events occur more often, but we can't necessarily say that they'll go from occurring once every 20 years to, for example, once every 5 years. It's very difficult to tease out that precise number. And that's because of how bushfires are coupled with things like heat waves and drought, which are also not only affected by climate change, but also affected by natural variability cycles. And it's understanding when those cycles will occur and at what phases and at what time.
Another major episode of bushfires could push our resources to the brink if climate change effects become worse, with fires becoming ever more frequent, with many believing that the New South Wales Rural Fire Service and other Australian fire services aren't equipped enough to deal with such ever-increasing fires.
I personally don't believe that we have enough bushfire resources, fighting resources here in Australia, nor do the states have enough resources, which is, I guess, why we're sending resources over to them. So, you know, these poor firefighters are still probably fatigued from the the season we've had here, now they have to go and live through that all again. Not only would they be fatigued, but there's, you know, potential issues surrounding mental health there too. So not only do we need more people to fight these fires, but we need more support around them to make sure they can do this to the best possible capability.
The CEO of AFAC, Australian Fire and Emergency Services, Stuart Ellis, does say that we won't be sending our own firefighters over at the moment, but we'll mostly just surround specialised personnel and firefighting equipment. He does say that we may be sending firefighters if the crisis in California does worsen.
Generally, the US ask Australia for specialist personnel, people who manage the operations and plan the operations and manage equipment such as aircraft or heavy plant. So that's the most likely group of people who would be deployed to North America, and we would anticipate a number between 50 and 100 personnel.
CEO of the Australian Fire and Emergency Services, Stuart Ellis, ending that report by Pat Fordham. And